Today on the KMMO Ag Report, I'm talking high-speed internet. Rural Development State Director in Missouri, Kyle Wilkins, announced $84.6 million in grants and loans to connect thousands of rural residents, farmers, and business owners in rural Missouri to reliable, affordable high-speed internet. The ReConnect program helps to build high-speed internet infrastructure connecting small business owners to customers and markets in other parts of the state, around the country, and worldwide, said Wilkins. It also expands educational opportunities for students and enables rural households to access medical care, particularly to specialists, without leaving their homes. For too long, many rural communities in Missouri have been left out in the digital economy. High-speed internet is now the linchpin for rural communities to grow. For farmers in rural communities, a fast-growing market of smart technology designed specifically for agriculture can give them real-time access to vital information from sensors placed around their land holdings. The ReConnect program is allowing our rural communities and producers to keep up with the ever-evolving need for high-speed internet. It includes $65 billion to connect everyone to high-speed internet through the Internet for All initiative. USDA is connecting more people to high-speed internet. In this fourth funding round of the ReConnect program, the department has invested 142 ReConnect projects that will bring high-speed internet access to 314,000 rural Americans. Investments being highlighted today include Goodman Telephone Company will connect nearly 7,000 people, 206 farms, 140 businesses, and two educational facilities to high-speed internet in McDonald and Newton counties. The Seneca Telephone Company will connect nearly 7,000 people, 240 farms, 178 businesses, 12 educational facilities to high-speed internet in McDonald and Newton counties. Ozark Telephone Company will connect nearly 7,000 people, 188 farms, 171 businesses, and 6 educational facilities to high-speed internet in McDonald County, Missouri, and Benton County, Arkansas. Today's investments in Missouri are in coordination with the recent announcements made by U.S. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack that highlights $714 million in USDA investments in 19 states, Alaska, Arkansas, Arizona, California, Georgia, Idaho, Kansas, Kentucky, Minnesota, Missouri, Montana, New Mexico, Ohio, Oklahoma, Oregon, South Carolina, Tennessee, Utah, and Washington. And now it is time for the KMMO Ag Department corny joke of the day. What did the computer do when it fell on the floor? It slipped a disc. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.